Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today is Tuesday. It's February 7th, 2023. It's 9:48 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. And there's a ton of things to do. This is going to be a shorter report. Lots to cover. World heading into wider war as we're coming to outside orbital position relative to the Black Star. This is still the news. So my concerns were proven correct. There's the strangeness of the movement of magma going back and forth through here. I knew something was going to happen through here because of the strange patterns. The darker colors, the older quakes, should be on the left, and the lighter colors to the right, because the energy's moving from the Mid-Atlantic Ridge back to the origination zone for 93 days from November 22nd. That's the way it's been for the last decade. That's what should be happening, but I kept seeing the patterns of the darker colors, the older quakes on the right, as if we're moving through the uptick period, and the lighter colors on the left, and it kept happening over and over and over again. And this activity that in Greece is supposed to stop, and then the quake storm area, this is about a month into the low period, so about just before Christmas, we should have seen this type of activity normally 5.9, 6.1, something like that. And then the energy goes back to the origination zone, and the Middle East here is out of the woods. I kept having to go, uh-oh, watch this region, because this activity kept popping up over here. And now this is even worse news. This is just from the last day. Yet this quake. And then we get popped again at the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. What's going on here? This is not normal. So now, since the unzipping, this is the unzipping of this fault line, which on my charts points to Bear Quarter 3. And 7.3 China, this big quake, this region's in the crosshairs now. The quiet spot between these two quakes. Right in here. Could be Italy, could be even France or Spain. That energy's going out to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. This is the antipode location, the opposite side of the planet of the Fiji deep quake zone, if you will, right here. This energy is going this way. So we have energy going along all four major Boynton-Bear corridors, quarter two. And this region has been popped. That energy is going to this same location. And then quarter one, up Philippines, Japan, Russia, across the North Pole, coming from this direction. Quarter three, and then quarter four, right here, fault line, see it? And then up the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, energy just like this is going to come down this fault line right here. Just hasn't happened yet. And quiet time at Sandwich Islands. We haven't had a quake in the Sandwich Islands now for almost 2 weeks. That's not normal. Right here, quarter four, this is the ideal location for something big like this to strike right here. On way to coming up in all this energy converging right here, which we're talking about the unzipping of the seven major tectonic plates. So this cracking like a windshield is happening. That's what this is right here. Sister quake to the 7.3 China. Large quakes here. Remember all the giant big sevens that we had in the origination zone? And then this is the crack extending out quarter three right here. So we expect it going up one. We've already had the big quake here. So watch this region. And at some point, quarter 2A is going to have to be it. It has to be hit. We've had all this activity, boom, bada, boom, bada, boom, bada, boom, down here. And it just hasn't pushed up to the terminal end position of quarter 2A yet. So this is in the watch area too, right there. So looks like the death count right now is somewhere around 4,000 people, and looks like they're still going to continue. That could go to 5,000 really easy. Okay, this is the theme. This is people's, it's time for the UN Secretary General to stand up, clear his throat, and let the world know what's about to happen. That's what he's done. The related articles simultaneously, it's time for Putin to stand up and say he's warning the West. And then compromised president poised to devastate the U.S. with electromagnetic pulse. This is the likely scenario. For me, the balloon deal, that's American stuff. Made to look like Chinese stuff. That's why the payload was attacked. And we'll see what kind of information. I see that they recovered some components. We'll see what kind of lies that they're going to tell us. I don't believe that they're going to be honest. And then there's another story. Costa Rica receives an apology from China. That looks, all of that looks like propaganda. If you listen to the Monkey Works guy, according to him, he tracks these balloons. The balloon that went down through into South America was American. And China is taking credit for it because China is working with Biden, is working with the U.S. military for the invasion of the United States. So this is their smokescreen. These balloons, oh yeah, they came from China. Yeah, we want our balloon back, by the way. Whenever this is Council on Foreign Relations, this is the A-team shadow government and their work, and Biden's running cover for them, and China's helping. The United States is being set up for a series of electromagnetic pulses to happen. And expect during that chaos, all of our Navy aircraft carriers are going to be destroyed in a single day. And then Newsom rolls out the red carpet for the Chinese, and they are landing on gigantic aircraft on the 600, it's over a mile long landing strip on the other side of the border of Mexico. Major offensive coming from that direction. And then Canada is working with China, has been working with China. So we get attacked and invaded from three sides, north, west, and south. And the East Coast, likely electromagnetic pulse. That's the way that I see things shaking out. Then, so I hope that you're ready for everybody's warning about a catastrophic collapse that's happening. And it's almost like that this big quake struck here along quarter three is an illustration of what's coming. Collapse, total collapse. So I hope that you have something to barter with whenever, because forget about bank holidays. Going to the bank, there's nobody going to be there. How are you going to get your money? So make sure you have some cash on hand. Make sure you have small denomination silver on hand. Something to barter with. Obviously, guns and ammo. Lots of ammo. Lots and lots of ammo. That might be something you need to barter with. 12-gauge shotgun shells. 22 rifle shells. 9mm. Common. Even if you don't own a 9mm. And you have access to purchase a lot. Great for barter. Great for barter. Great for barter. Make sure you get your nano silver while you still can. A lot of you guys are doing that right now, keeping me pretty busy. Because then whenever everything goes down, you have something to fight the biological weapons, plural. They're going to be released that are already out there. They're going to be activated and what's still coming. You can see that's part of their plandemic. It's part of their plan for 100% complete command control of the global population, pestilence and disease. Viral, fungal, bacterial, pathogen, contagion. Lots and lots of information still coming in. Thousands of buildings collapsed. India, Russia poised. Whenever, if you've been watching my reports going through this lull period since about December the 21st and the energy came through the Middle East first time, then maybe some of you were getting kind of tired of me saying, yeah, better watch this region, better watch this region. Then the pressure would go back towards Greece and out to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. You go, this is not supposed to happen. This is not supposed to happen. So then here it comes again. And go, watch this. This is where a 5.9 or 6.1 can kill 1,000 people. Boom. And it ended up happening there along quarter three. So now I'm watching Mount Vesuvius. There's still strange activity like I just showed you. As if we're in the uptick period. We're in the lull period. Energy's supposed to be going back to the origination zone, and it still continually pushes out to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And it's not supposed to, unless there's something going on down there. The unzipping is happening, and it is, from where it just struck in Turkey, it's going west through Greece and Italy and France and Spain out to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. Where is it going to hit? I don't know exactly. But something big's going to happen out there. Something that's highly unusual, just like what we just saw. India and Russia poised to bypass the dollar in energy deal. Because previous, petrodollar was king. So get your dollars and then buy your stuff. No longer. Dollar's being bypassed. This is the gradual implementation of Project Sandman. It's going to happen on a large scale whenever all this other stuff's happening too, amid that chaos. But nations are deciding amongst themselves, we're not going along with this dollar thing. The dollar's being propped up artificially, making it strong. So whenever a nation with its weaker currency has to buy those dollars, it takes more of their weaker currency, more of their dineros, more of their pesos, more of the whatever it is, their dinars. A pile of them, because the dollar's artificially strong whenever it's really worth nothing. But on paper, that's the way it's working. And so the smaller nations with these currencies that are losing value against the dollar, they can't afford to mess around with the dollar anymore. Everybody wants to run away from the dollar. And the Fed is making that happen because they're continuing to raise the rates. Raising the rates generally makes the currency stronger. If everybody does it together, then that's great. Well, that's the way they've been manipulating us and siphoning off our wealth. The Fed is not supposed to exist. None of these central banks around the world are supposed to exist. It's one of the biggest scams in history. Then strikes threaten power and fuel supply in France. And they keep saying that this is about the pension reform. I'm not buying that. This has a lot to do with a lot of what's happening with the inflation, with the people that are choosing whether to heat or eat. Moving through the winter months, and more people going on strike, and it winds up shutting down the economy, which that's what the globalists want, playing right into their hands. This revolution, this protest revolution ingredient is already baked into their plandemic cake. That's what they want everybody to do. At some point, they bring out the military. Whenever these people become unruly, but that's what they want. That's what they want here in the United States, too. So expect the injustice agenda card continue to be played. For example, the illegals get preferential treatment, and U.S. citizens get the dirty end of the stick. Over and over and over and over again, right in front of everybody. Hunter Biden getting all this money for his art, and he belongs behind bars. Injustice agenda to boil the blood, particularly of those on the right, so that we revolt. That's what they want. And then they can bring out the military. And that's what they want. And then, while the military is against the people, then they launch Project Sandman. They take the World War III to the next level. They have the electromagnetic pulses. And then martial law has to be declared right away. And then they slip off to the underground arc cities. That's their plan, not just the Americans, but the German leadership, the Chinese leadership, the Russian leadership, all these NATO nations and their undesirable elements are deployed right into harm's way while they run to save humanity underground because the Black Star, I mean, their World War III scenario, electromagnetic pulses shutting everything down, Mad Max, the activation of the biological weapon, that takes care of a lot of the population, and the Black Star comes and cleans up, wipes the surface of the earth clean. Well, New York City teachers are fired for refusing COVID mandate. Illegals allowed in schools. No proof of immunizations. injustice agenda, isn't it? Right in front of us. It's not fair. And a lot of what we're seeing in the lamestream media, and particularly on Fox News, tell me it's not irritating and boiling your blood, because all they seem to be doing is pointing fingers. Oh, the left's doing this. The left's doing this. How unfair is the injustice? No solution to anything. But pointing it out over and over again boils the blood. At some point, we have to turn the channel, don't we? This is what we shared with you yesterday. Let me get you through these links. This is the world's heading to a wider war as we're coming to the anniversary of the start of this war at outside world position. This is perfectly in tune with what the Black Star is doing. We're coming to that 90-degree angle position. Today's the 27th. We'll be there on the 25th of February. And this is the Stalingrad speech. And this brings back visions of World War II. This brings back visions of 1991, the collapse of the USSR. And this is looks like the agenda of Putin to bring back the USSR. But for me, that's all a smokescreen. It's not real. That's what it looks like. But Putin's going to run to his underground Ark City where his family is already. But this is what it looks like. That World War III is to bring back the USSR. That's the smokescreen agenda that everybody's allowed to see, so they can understand the intent of this guy whenever he's working with the central banksters. He's working with China. He's working with BRICS, and he's working with NATO too. They expect to all emerge, just the leaders, this elite, they expect to emerge from the underground Ark cities. So this is the charade. This is the show on stage to keep us mesmerized. My job is to help you see through the smokescreen so you can prepare just like they are for what's coming. And this is the way, this is really the way I see things shaking out. Try not to be blinded by the China, the balloon, and all that. It's the payload that they attacked. Because I mean, they could have brought this thing down in one piece. Look how much time they had in advance to plan bringing this thing down in one piece. You could see that wasn't their intention. Now, they wouldn't have shot it with a missile. They just put a hole in the balloon. Controlled the descent. Too easy. This is the death toll's up to 4,000. Millions impacted. That has not been part of my commentary, because this pattern of the Middle East being struck a month into the lull period as the energy retreats down quarter three. I mean, I could see that years ago, and I'd say, well, 1,000 people could die. Now, my commentary is going to have to be, and millions can be affected. And you can see that that's true. And it happens moving through the lull period. That sounds backwards. Right, it should happen to moving through the uptick period. But this is when the Middle East is vulnerable, whenever that energy is retreating down quarter three. And it looks like that there's more energy west of that location, even already right now. That doesn't make any sense based on the last 10 years of data. Shocking aerial footage. This story is just a little bit older, because they found a guy, they got another 1,000 bodies out of the rubble. Strikes threaten the power and fuel in France. New York City teachers are fired for refusing the mandate. Illegals get whatever they want. And then this is where I got on the situation update from yesterday. Didn't have time to get into whatever he's talking about today. He's got a pretty cool dog. Extremely important as part of your survival strategy. He's got looks like the best dog of everybody else. Then India and Russia poised to bypass, which this has already been happening, and we know that this, just India and China, Russia with its resources. Remember that the GDP of Russia is about the same as Texas or Italy. And there's nothing but the sky. The sky's the limit for Russia because they have so much in the way of resources. And just with what, almost 3 billion people in India and China, that's enough customers. Without everybody else, without South Africa, without Brazil, without the rest, the OPEC Plus. So Russia's got its hands full just servicing BRICS nations. They don't have any time for, think about it, this new alliance, the BRICS, they don't have any time for Germany or Europe or United States or Canada, anybody else. Just BRICS. They won't be able to eat to provide everything that's needed just for the BRICS nations. Much less, anybody that's not on their friends list, they're not going to want to mess with. They're going to, as a matter of fact, all the arms and everything being sent into Ukraine, they're going to want to send missiles as a response. I mean, think about it. If the United States is sending, or Germany, and Poland, they're all helping Ukraine, well, you send a missile as a message, and that's going to, at the very least, slow things down. It's going to make anybody know they may be able to do it with one missile to Germany and let the whole world know, you send anything to help these people, then this is going to be our reply, because you're on the wrong side of the war. And by the way, we're happy to send you a BRICS application for some nations. The United States is not among them. Western Europe is not among them. Then Chinese balloon no more. You guys sent me this 42-minute long. One of you did. And I don't know where to go in here to get the information that you want me to share. Because he gives some pretty, a lot of detailed information on what's going on all around the world. And to the people that listen to his reports every day, I'm sure that all the complicated things that he explains mean something. I'm more interested in the anomaly. What is it that's different from every other day that tells us what's going to happen? Congress is set to expose what may be the largest censorship system in U.S. history, and we'll see about that. Likely going to be smokescreen information coming out, something for you to look at when the truth is actually buried underneath. But this is about a lot about the FBI, which they're using as the example, the disgraced FBI and all this stuff, and how the lettered agencies are being weaponized, which you guys have been warned about that for years. Costa Rica says Communist China apologized for the intel operation over its territory. This is all BS. All of it. For me, that balloon down there, that's American. And China is just working with Biden. Oh, yeah, that's ours. Make sure you send it back to us right away. This has been going on. All kinds of balloons. The country with the most balloons, from what I understand from the Monkey Works guy, that's the Americans. Spying on Americans. And number two behind that is Germany. Spying on their own people. And the fact of the matter is, this guy right here, he's, for me, this guy helped shape the narrative when things get a little out of whack. He's working with the elite, the global military industrial complex. So it's a bad guy hiding in plain sight. That's what General Keane is for me. Anyway, fact of the matter is, and that's when he's getting ready to give you some BS. As soon as he says, that's his key phrase. Chinese balloon spy hoax. These people are a little more in tune to what's happening, in my view. A little more than the average bear and the average park ranger that's out there. They don't see the whole picture, though. We'll learn a lot from the downed Chinese spy craft. This thing was characterized as a Chinese spy craft right from the start, before they ever had their hands on anything. That was the smokescreen cover. That's the cover story. And you know it's the cover story whenever they just keep lying. Everybody's telling the same lie. Listen to CNN, Fox, all of them. They use the same phrases. Chinese spy balloon. And always, balloon was shot down. They're not focusing on the way that the U.S. military deliberately destroyed the payload on purpose. It's because they're hiding something. So the balloon story has more intelligence and counterintelligence and false narrative and BS than any other story that I've seen for a long time. and which tells me that the electromagnetic pulse threat is way real, way real. And it's not going to come from China. It's going to come from the NSA subcontractors working for Council on Foreign Relations. That's been my concern all along. And it's proven to be true in everything that we're seeing here. Whenever you see beyond the smokescreen. 73-year-old Arizona rancher charged with first-degree murder, fatally shooting an illegal alien foreign national on his property that had no business being there. So we'll see how this shakes out, but you can see how this is going to discourage other Americans from defending their property against the illegal alien invasion. And it's too bad that the left was able to keep control of Arizona in that gubernatorial race. He's in the wrong state. He would be better off if he was in Texas, seems like. And the reason for that is because Abbott is the commander of the illegal alien invasion, but he has to keep that big giant smokescreen up that he is for the Americans and everything. So the rancher there that shoots the illegal is going to have the benefit of the false narrative working in his favor. New York City giving illegal alien foreign nationals taxpayer-funded bus tickets. Each bus ticket that they're giving is a felony. Transporting illegal alien foreign nationals is a felony in the United States. But lawlessness is everywhere, including what this guy's doing. But he's doing the same thing Abbott's doing. He's just shipping them further north. Everybody engaged in the transportation of illegal aliens is guilty of a felony. Everybody. The bus driver, the taxi driver, the van driver, all of them, the pilot of the airplane, all of them, every single person, illegal, they're guilty of breaking the laws and the provisions of the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. Walls for me, but not for thee. Fence goes back up around the Capitol. And they probably need to put the fences up. If this awakening that people are talking about, if that keeps happening at some point, Americans' blood's going to boil and there's going to be a real insurrection. And these people know what most people don't. They know this whole thing's a hoax. They know the United States is about to be taken down and they know it. And as soon as the people know what they know, the people are going to be furious. I mean, freaking screaming mad, lunatic furious. And where are they going to go to get their pound of flesh? The corrupt Congress and the administration and the judiciary. They're all guilty. America unrecognizable on the brink of collapse. Turning on our own legacy. This is what's happening. Plain to me, America's being destroyed right before our eyes. The propaganda is working rather well, keeping people under the illusion. But also, another thing that's working to the benefit of the elite is the black star. The way that a full moon affects people, lunacy, the black star affects people worse. And then they have the benefit of the programming through the biological weapon components to get an engineered response, the response that they want. So they have more command control over the global population with every passing day, using the propaganda is one of them, and the smoke screen, false narratives, things like that. But then the black star, making people crazy, at the same time that they're able to manipulate people in our environment. Not even to count and consider the FBI agents, the lettered agency, the weaponized lettered agency operatives that are working in our environment every single day. So this is, if you go back to the Satanic Rebellion, this is the way that Satan was able to overcome the sons of God in the Satanic Rebellion through deception. That's the major fighting force that the elite have working against us. False narrative, trickery, lies. So every time that Jean-Pierre, press secretary, gets up and talks, every time she clears her throat, she's lying. For Biden, who's lying? All of them. That's their. That's all they have left now. Because if they tell you anything to do with the truth, it's going to be bad news. What's about to happen to the United States? What's happening? What they're causing to happen? And they feel like they only have to lie a little bit longer. because they're getting ready to run to the underground cities. This was sent in by Karen, I do believe. And knowingly trafficking, U.S. government knowingly trafficking migrant children. The biggest money launderer in the world, the biggest slave trader, drug dealer, gun runner in the world, by far, is the CIA. So this has been going on. And the CIA has been working with the cartels with this catch and bus program, pilot program since 2014. So, yes, they know. And this is all part of their, this is all part of the plan. So the CIA determined long ago that taking out the bad guys was not the best answer. They would rather work with the devil they know and profit from it. So they kept having this problem of being short on resources for their black operations. And so they said, hey, we'll just work with them and manage everything, take our cut, and we'll fund our black operations, which when I was doing the research on them, got up to $60 billion per year. Now it must be over $100 billion a year. Way over that, because not only are the cartels profiting from what's coming across the border and the fentanyl and everything else, the CIA is. And it funds their black operation going on around the world. Part of it, slave trading. Close to 35,000 illegal alien foreign nationals abandoned New York City. You know why? Too many homeless there. So that's squeezing them out of getting their goodies. And they're heading off to Canada. So now, what's Canada going to do? Ship them to the North Pole? So this is like a hot potato. Passing illegals. So you have a constant flow from 170 nations coming across our border and being bused and plane and train and automobiled everywhere throughout the United States. And then that continues right up into Canada that has way, way limited resources. So that is just keep piling the illegals in there and it's going to devastate the local hospitals and everything. Wherever the illegals go, to get their free handout. That's going to happen just like it's happening in New York City. They can't get them out of there fast enough. And I have to imagine that Chicago and other big nations, big cities are doing the same thing. Here's a little bit of info. This is Dave Hodges, and he has a guest here. He's not going to mention the Black Star, but he sees the devastating pattern of what's happening. He knows the geological pole shift's coming, and he's going to refer... He's making reference to Doug over at Diehold Foundation. I'm just shaking my head. That's the mini Nova. I don't know if Doug at Diehold Foundation is another controlled opposition, controlled resistance operative or what, but his mini Nova, all of the evidence that he's using to support his mini Nova hypothesis is Black Star. So he reminds me a lot of Suspicious Observers who also jumps on this mini Nova. Mini Nova hypothesis says that the sun belches. And according to Doug, because I've traded, I don't know how many emails with him back and forth. The guy is hard-headed. According to Doug, then as the mini Nova event comes off the sun, then it has the heat and intensity sufficient to cause evaporation of the ocean on that side of the world. And then the ocean on the other side of the world, on the cool side, comes around, and that's what causes all of the fissures and valleys and crannies and cuts along all of the continents. Whenever in reality, that's the geological pole shift happening whenever the Black Star comes in near proximity to the planet. Geological pole shifts, multiple shifts whenever the Black Star takes magnetic polarity control of our planet and then the sun recaptures it. So it causes the Earth to be jostled around because of the magnetic, the reverse polarity of the Black Star and the unique relationship, the binary star magnetic repulsion relationship. I explained it all to him over and over again. That guy is just freaking hard-headed. And he's running with the same keywords as Suspicious Observers. Because they're both hiding the Black Star in plain sight, saying the sun's doing it, the sun's doing it, the sun's doing it. Look, Bath, the sun, instead of the plane, the plane, the plane. They're like tattoo. The sun, the sun, the sun, and then they keep pointing the finger, and everybody's looking, and they don't see the Black Star. They're using the sun to hide it. Both projects, well-financed. Well, I mean, they're in like Flynn. They are the stuff. just like Mike Adams, just like Alex Jones, just like, well, the controlled opposition. This is the John Paul Mack, Isaac. This is the guy that had his hands. This is so funny. This is a funny story. On the Delaware computer store repairman, where Hunter Biden went and dropped off his laptop and never picked it up again. And this reminds me, back in the 1970s, I had the coolest car in my high school. It was a Gran Torino Sport, 1973, with a laser stripe down the side and big giant tires. One of my tires went flat. I took it to the Shell station. I was partying and stuff. I was a partier when I was younger. And, you know, it was a year later before I remembered I took that tire back. Of course, it wasn't there. And they got in one of my rims. I'm like, oh my goodness. But, so I did a Hunter Biden, but not with a laptop. But that's what he did. And you guys should know the story by now. And so now Hunter Biden says, oh, he wants to go after people in court for over his stupidity. And that's opened the door for this John Paul guy to go after Hunter Biden for making false claims. Because he has all the receipts and everything. And it says after 90 days, you don't pick it up. This belongs to me. Which that's the way it has to work. That tire that I brought in, it belongs. They fixed it. I owed them money. I never came back for it. And it's on the form that I signed my name, you know, and I don't barely remember to this day even doing that. But it became theirs. I don't have any recourse. Hunter Biden doesn't either. The reason he's trying that is because, well, the Biden crime family. Injustice agenda right in your face. UN to push religious communities to fully comply with human rights law to empower the queers. As if human rights has anything to do with deviant behavior, and it doesn't. So I refer you back to Romans chapter 1, start at verse 18, read to verse 32. Because it's going to say that these depraved people are worthy of death. I'm just quoting the Bible, worthy of death. That's exactly what it says in the Greek. And that's the, you know, I'm a Bible thumper, traditional Christian, a body of Christ, God-believing, gun-toting, right-wing, conservative Christian. That's me. Proud of it. Another fire destroys commercial egg farm. Eggs are in the news. I'm going to pick up another 15 dozen eggs and get them in storage. Mandatory evacuations over the egg fire. These guys right here in their news report. Then hens go from no eggs to a dozen after the chicken farmer ditches the tainted feed. A lot of people. They changing their feed and they're back to no problems again. But the thing I noticed after dealing with chickens for a long time is that whenever the winter comes and the days are getting shorter, then it's vital that you change the routine. You change the feed. You change even the kind of oyster shells you use. You different. And it helps the chickens. Whenever they eat the same feed, the same, everything's the same, and the days are getting shorter, then the chicken's anatomy responds to that. So changing, just even changing things up. I'm not saying there's not anything in the feed, but that's something that you need to do. So if you're a daycare lady, then you know that when you're working with the kids, then you take half the toys or you divide the toys up and you put half of them away or a quarter, whatever. You don't let them play with all the toys all the time. You put half of them away and you keep out these and they play with them and they get tired of them. Chickens do the same thing. And then you switch them and then all of a sudden they're all happy again. Chickens are like that too. And then you can mess with the lights and things, but I really believe that letting the chickens' metabolism, as it slows, letting them run down and start up again is really good for them. That trying to keep them at high production year-round is not going to be healthy for them. It's not the best way to go. Dr. Death, the Kevorkian of Oregon. So that's becoming the death tourism state. So people are finding more and more reasons to cash in their chips. And they're going, hey, this is the way to go. Same thing happening up in, not surprised that's happening in Oregon. Same thing in Canada. You ready to cash in your chips? Come here. Google reveals their new conversation AI, Bard. This is competing with Microsoft ChatGPT. So this is, from what I understand, I haven't looked into it very deeply, but this is kind of like Alexa for searching. WF vows ban dangerous eggs after study finds they cure COVID naturally. Now, I'm not buying that anything cures COVID naturally. It can reduce the symptoms. It can cause the SARS bioweapon to run and hide. And people think that that's a cure, and it's not. It's going to hide until it wins. It's going to await activation under certain environmental conditions that can be caused by just taking an antiviral. Ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, can cause the biological weapon to run and hide, but it's still there. You need to take the biological weapon and zap that pathogen microbe so that it works for you. That's what NanoSilver does. Knife-wielding Egyptian migrants caught setting fires while yelling. Yeah. Allah Akbar. Oh, this is what happens when you allow illegal alien foreign nationals to file into your country under the guise of human rights, and when they have no business being there, mixing the cultures together. People, when they come to your country, they're supposed to integrate. They're supposed to come in and accept the values of the country that they're saying that they want to immigrate into, to become like Frenchmen, become like Americans, become like Canadians. That's the reason that you choose that country, because you're going, hey, they're cool. I want to go be like them. It's not to bring your stupidity into their country and start wielding knives and killing people. But whenever you, any nation, the United States included, whenever you allow millions and millions and millions of illegals to come, just waltz across the border and do whatever they want, then you deserve to be destroyed. That's the way it is. A nation without borders is no nation at all. Eventually, it's going to collapse. That's what we're seeing right now. Economists who called 2008 housing crash predicts another 15% drop. It's going to drop way more than that. The collapse is coming. But he sees the next 15%, he says. Prosecutor, this Riverton Walmart has one of the highest theft rates in the nation. And they don't care if they're caught. Well, you're in Wyoming. No, it's real freaking cold in Wyoming, and people don't have anything. They'd rather be in jail. Think about it. Three hots and a cot as a reward. And if you get away with what you stole, then you get away with what you stole. The more and more people in the wintertime, this is their option. They run out of credit card. They run out of everything. No more resources. So they have to go into Mad Max town. They have to be Mad Max and steal. They have no other choice. Goldman Sachs predicts imminent oil price surge. It's already started, and it's going to get worse. And this is on the heels of what's going on with Russia and the $60 cap. And then Russia says, anybody that honors that $60 cap, not going to get any oil from us. You're going to be off my friends list. "30 biggest bankruptcies in retail apocalypse and why they failed." So all JCPenney, all kinds, the Epic Economist. Instead of at the end, I put them back here with the other financial economic stuff. Central bank gold reserves chart second highest increase since 1950 in 2022. This is what you guys should be doing too. Getting out of fiat currencies and into something that is stable. Gold, silver, guns, ammo, anything that you need to survive. Even, believe it or not, fish hooks, the larger variety, and 80-pound test or bigger, the green, and the green and the brown deep sea fishing, braided stuff, Mason line that's braided, and a hook, and a body of water, and you got a good chance of just putting a little something on that hook and getting yourself a turtle or something. some protein. So having the hook, that's a great, great, great barter item. Somebody that doesn't have any resources, one of these big lighters and some hooks and fishing line, you'd be amazed what somebody's going to hand you, because that's going to be opportunity. All they have to find after that is a body of water. Then kind of discouraging for millennials, 1981, 1996, coming under fire, over a third of them rely on their parents. They're baby birds that are just will not leave the nest. So the older generation, now I can't tell you how many people that I know that are in this boat, that the baby is in the nest, they're grown, they're 40 years old even, and they can't, they're going to be there for the duration. So they have the worsening economy working against them, and then they got the baby bird that won't go out and build his own nest. But the world is a much, much, much different place than when I was young. Just for an example, the first house that I bought was in 1976, and it was $20,000, and my house payment was $155. That included the taxes and insurance and everything. I can remember my power bill, $15. $20 was a high power bill back then. And I was making $4.50 an hour and had plenty of money. I remember buying an Oldsmobile, 1965 Olds Cutlass. All I had to do was put a oil cap on it, and it ran great to the day that I sold it to my brother-in-law. And I bought it for $135. And lots and lots of stories. I remember buying a Volkswagen for $100. Sold that to my other brother-in-law. Whole different world back then. And kids just do not have the opportunity that we had. Oh, yeah, millennials and their parents. Lots and lots of my friends. Codependency. That's, I think, the place to start. I went to it for 6 months. Codependency training. And you go through all the issues. And anger management. Probably have to go through that too. But codependency training is, and becoming aware of those issues is a way to begin to solve those kinds of problems, in my view. Central bank gold reserves, second highest. Well, this is the Alex Jones version. And then to see if people are believing the lie today. It's 20% down. And let's see the price of silver. And this is it similar? You say about 20%. Both are trading like commodities. 22.18 plus $2. What is it? $2.50. This is, did that just change? 2.19. Yeah, it just changed. Well, anyway, you're still around $25. For a buffalo round that Dan has available right now. You're in a really, really good environment as far as supply and demand right now, with the premiums cut in a third to what they were just 3 months ago. And those are going to go back up. You're in a little opportunity window right now to get a hold of Dan and get your buffalo rounds on the road. Hopefully you get your delivery before the collapse. And ask them about delivery. Sometimes the delivery, whenever I moved here, they shipped in 3 days. Just recently, the delivery late last year was 3 and 4 weeks. But right now, we're in a little magical period because of fluctuations that's in our favor. Great opportunity right now. Just go to the website and Dan's phone number is direct lines right there, and get hooked up with some small domination silver. Buffalo rounds, 1 ounce is what I recommend. Silver. They're telling us what comes next is far worse than COVID. They're the elite, they do that. They're telling us what's coming. And it seems like that we're on the verge of it. But if the Black Star is coming in May, then February the 25th and beyond is going be when chaos transitions into mayhem. UN Secretary General calls to stop spread of misinformation and disinformation on the internet. In other words, this is, when you see this type of story, think Nazis and control and their political officers and controlling the narrative. So the state's voice is the only one that should be heard, according to this guy. No dissenting voices. That's when you're on the road to fascism. So this is the kind of thing that Adolf Hitler would say. Top military historian warns woke mind virus is an elite weapon. And this is Lenin and communism, and it's already inside our school systems, already in our military. It's infiltrated everything. And woketard idiots are destroying America. Then a monstrous event. Prosecutors say 13-year-old boy was murdered in broad daylight by an armed career criminal. This guy isn't that old. If he's a career criminal, what's he doing out of prison? And he's facing fentanyl. He's killing people with fentanyl. And he executed this 13-year-old boy. Murdered in broad daylight. That's the types of threats that are out there in our environment right now. No one is safe until Bill Gates is behind bars. Yeah, and Hillary and Lois Lerner and Comey and Clapper and all the rest of them. You see, you think that's going to happen? Biden? Hunter Biden? You think it's going to happen in this world? Please. University tells women not to call police on sex offender migrant because it's racist. You just can't make this stuff up. It doesn't matter what race they are. At all. Police officer killed, another one injured in shooting near Pittsburgh. I mean, there's just tons and tons. Lawlessness is everywhere. It's not a good time to be a man in uniform.
The last couple of days have definitely been full of a little bit of turmoil, haven't they? We have some mixed information coming out of the U.S. State Department, the U.S. Department of Defense, the United States of America's government, the Chinese government, in regards to the balloons that have been seen across Canada, across the United States of America, and across Latin America. There are three known surveillance aircraft, one of which, as you know, was shot down by the U.S. military. We have some mixed information.
All kinds of information, disinformation, misinformation out there. It's easy to get caught up in it. Try not to let your head spin off. And for me, this is all Council on Foreign Relations and Biden working with the Chinese, working with Putin, working with all of them for the destruction of the United States. That's what's happening. Systematic implosion of societal support mechanisms. So you see the food, you see the price of hydrocarbons, fuel, getting ready to go through the moon again. Every time, as the gas prices are going back up, diesel and everything else, one penny increase in fuel price at the pump takes $1 billion out of the economy per year. And you can see that's we went from $2 and something to $3, $4, $5 and something. For every one of those pennies, another billion to discretionary income coming out. And so just because of that, without supply chain issues and everything else, the economy has to collapse under its own weight. It has to. There's nothing that can stop it. So that's why I keep saying diversify out of the fiat dollar, because the collapse is coming for certain. And try do your best to be prepared for it. Get the things that you need. And get your nano silver, get your silver, your guns, your ammo. Hopefully you already have all those things. I'm trying to figure a way to EMP proof everything that I have here as we speak. Appreciate your support again. Get more information right here at terrell03.com, and I'll see you on the next Black Star Update Report.